you call it nesting, but you might call that a what kind of hen?
Oh, setting hen.
Yeah. And then a small...
Oh, setting hen, sure.
Okay. A small structure that a chicken lives in, shaped like this, slats. You know, if they're going to take several chickens around, they're not going to, you know, if you're gonna, some of the farmers are going to take a couple of chickens into town or something, you might put them in a little chicken.
Coop.
Sure. And then the bone that kids like to pull on.
Oh, the pull a bone.
Yeah. Now, what superstition was involved in that? Remember?
We always said that the one that got the short piece got the wish, both people made a wish. One that got short got a wish would have a wish come true.
I see. And the person that got the long piece got nothing.
Right.
Okay. Now, the edible insides of a cow or calf or poor hog. You talk about all of the things together.
That you can eat inside.
Yeah. Hmm. All, not only things like liver necessarily, especially, but just a kind of a comprehensive term.
The innards.
All right, and then the intestines of a hog that are eaten by some people.
Well, they call them chitlins, yeah. Don't they?
Anybody eat these?
No, I don't know anybody that does.
Okay. Now, the time when animals are given their food is?
Feeding time.
And how about calls to animals to get them into the pasture and so forth? Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
Okay, how do you call cows in?
Oh, golly. I thought you just meant, do I know they do that?
Yeah, but you don't.
No, I don't know what they call cows.
How about calls to mules or horses to make them turn left and right?
Let's see. I did know those, but I don't remember. Haw, G and haw.
Okay. Do you know which is which?
Is G left or G? I don't know.
Okay. And then the calls to horses, how about to get a horse started?
Giddy up.
Okay. And then to get a horse to stop.
Whoa.
And then calls to chickens?
Yeah, I suppose you just call them chicks.
And how about to pigs?
Oh, that's suey.
Okay. And if someone was getting ready to take a horse out to drive, say he'd probably say, I'm going to have to go out and...
Hitch him up.
Okay. And then the things you hold when you're driving a horse?
The reins.
And the things you put your feet into?
The stirrups.
All right, and in plowing the horse, you know what they call the horse on the left?
No.
And then if something isn't the father asking you where, how far is the foulage from here, you say, oh, it's just
it's just a little way.
All right, and if it's talking about how about to Bristol, you
say, oh, it's a long way.
All right, and if you had a pen or something, and someone you say, I'd like to get one of these, you know, they sell them in every store, but it's not hard to find. You can find one of those almost.
Anywhere.
All right. And then the trench is cut by a plow.
A furrow.
Yeah. And then talking to the farmer said, we raised a big of wheat.
Big crop.
Okay. And then to remove the shrubs and trees from the land.
I'll say they just bulldoze them off.
Okay. Would you ever use something like shrubbed or bush or brush or cleared?
I'd say they cleared the land, yeah.
Okay. And a second cutting of clover or grass. Okay. And when wheat's tied up enough.
Shock.
Okay. And then, now the shocks usually are they usually take the smaller things, about 12 of them.
Mm-hmm.
They put 12 of them together, and that's usually called a shock.
Oh, really?
Smaller bundles.
I don't know unless you said bundle.
Sometimes they're called bundles or binds or sheaves.
Sheaves.
Bringing in the sheaves.
Oh, yeah, the sheaves, yeah.
And then if you had one bushel and added 39 more, you'd have 40.
Bushels.
And oats, when they beat the oats, they used to beat them to get the grain off,
yeah.
They'd call that